This is a daily update for Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. Is it Shakespeare in the Park or is it the simulated murder of a president? The bloody murder of President Trump is bringing a lot of ire to the Shakespeare in the Park people, of course, in Central Park in New York. All summer long, there's a theater there. It's a public theater. And that public theater is funded by various sources and corporate sources. So because of this, Delta and Bank of America have pulled their sponsorship from the theater. And American Express is refusing to pull their funding, but they say that they fund the entire theater, not just one show. But unfortunately, that one show uses their funds to produce what they're producing, you know? So you have a lot of people divided, and they are allowing their hate to get the better of them. And then something like this, where they take a president and then simulated murder him, especially all the people that murdered him were black and female, you're sending a powerful message out there to people that violence is a-okay to get your point across. Really, the liberal ideology used to be against all that, against violence. It was for the working people, and everything has changed, and then these thugs have taken over, and now we're seeing this really horrible stuff go on, you know, and it's ugly. It is really ugly. How low will they go? And they're setting the bar for others to go that low. People have to get rid of that and let it go if they want to survive in this world with one another. You know, I mean, we're a country together and we're also a world together, but people have to get that into their heads and then stop being used. There's entities out there that are using you. At least I can say for Trump that he's doing a good job. He's actually creating jobs. I see the good coming out of it. You know, I don't like Trump. I never liked Trump. You know what I mean? But Hillary Clinton was not a choice. And every time the Democrats scream that they hate Trump, they should think about their own party and who they put forth and who could have won. Bernie Sanders would have whipped Trump's ass. You know, no doubt. But then that wouldn't have been a good direction either. I think that we are in the world that we need to be in, and that people just don't like it. And you have Donald Trump accusing now Loretta Lynch of illegal acts while she was Attorney General because of James Comey and his testimony, and he's going to be called back for further testimony. So this whole thing could blow the lid off of Washington, D.C.'s corruption. It needs to happen. It needed to happen, and it's happening. Whether Trump does it or somebody else does it, it still needs to happen, you know? Onward in the news, serial rapist Bill Cosby on trial. Both sides closed their arguments, and then now they're waiting for the verdict in his rape case. The 79-year-old Cosby stands accused of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant in January 2004. He's being charged with aggravated sexual assault, and that's up to 30 years in prison. So, I mean, here's a guy, classic example. Over 50 women accused this man of raping them and drugging them. And we have gotten to the bottom of it all these years later. And then for most of those cases, it was too long ago, and there's a statute of limitations, which I don't believe should exist when it comes to child molestation or rape or any of that. You know, there's no statute of limitations on murder, but there are crimes that if people get sussed out in the future, they should pay for those crimes. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to see what happens with Bill Cosby. You know what? I think it's a no-brainer because he basically admitted to doing all these things. It's only a matter of time. 79 years old, so it looks like he'll live out his life in prison. So, the mayor of Rome, Virginia Raggi, has asked the Italian government to halt immigration in the city. So, there are 364,632 counted foreign-born out of 4.35 million people. So, that's about 8% of the population. But they are pouring in. They're pouring in from Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, all over. The violence has escalated. The trash is piling up. It's a drain on the economy. And the Pope is there saying, don't build walls and don't do this. And it's unchristian-like to do that. I haven't seen Christian-like yet at the Catholic Church. So, you know, really, in their own backyard in Rome, all this is going on. And Rome now is being besieged by wild boars because of all those mounds of rotting garbage, and they can't figure out how to get rid of it. And the population explosion that's happening in Rome because of all these migrants coming in. There's piles of trash. So then the wild boars came out of the forests. They're eating the trash. Wild boars, they breed incredibly fast. And then all of a sudden, now you have tens of thousands or more wild boars running around Rome, eating trash, you know, going after people in some cases because they're highly aggressive. One guy died because he rammed his motorcycle into one by accident. So this is happening. You don't see this in the travel brochures, but this is happening in Rome right now. And I think that before the Pope and before Italy or anybody else gets on their high horse and starts telling other people how they should live, I think they should deal with their own damn problems. The same thing for Merkel in Germany. You know what? To go to Mexico and say walls are bad, it is none of her business. Our border security is none of Germany's business. Plain and simple. And Germany has an unbelievable amount of problems because of their migrants and because of what's going on there and the rapes and the crisis going on in places like Germany and Sweden and Finland. So there you have it. Anyway, today is National Weed Your Garden Day, so get out there and pull those weeds. Unless you're growing weed in your garden, maybe you're in California, maybe you're in Massachusetts or Vermont or one of the states that allows people to grow marijuana, you know? So go out there and weed your garden. And of course, those weeds take vital nutrients, water, things like that, from the other plants around it, so you definitely want to get rid of them. Today is sewing machine day, so it's a day to sew your drawers, man. Sew your socks. I know people that have sewing machines and they never use them. They just sit there and collect dust. I think people at this point just throw their stuff out and buy new things, you know. But anyway, go out and sew something today. Today is kitchen klutz day. Kitchen klutz day is a day to celebrate all the klutzes in the kitchen, the people that don't know what the hell they're doing or don't have a knack for cooking. Cooking is an art form, really. It's not just following directions, it's understanding how to cook and then the process, man. You know what I mean? So today's a day for all the kitchen klutzes to go get lessons in how to cook or reach out to people. Just go online, you know, internet, unbelievable resource for cooking, for recipes, for all of that, and understanding the syntax of cooking, right? So get out there and cook today, all you klutzes. Today is Random Acts of Light Day. So that's like Random Acts of Kindness Day, bringing light to people's dark, horrible lives. You know, a lot of people are going through misery, a lot of people are feeling bad, and today's a day to say something positive, to uplift them, and whatever, you know, it's going to bring them out of that darkness. So go do it, and today is International Axe Throwing Day, one of my favorite activities. That's why people don't come near me when I'm out and about. You know what? You got to throw that axe, man, and make it stick. It's actually really fun to do, and then it's like throwing knives or throwing anything else. I wouldn't recommend you let little kids do it and that type of thing unless it's really safe, you know what I mean? Or if you're going to throw an axe, make sure there's nothing behind there that's going to get mangled if you live in a tight neighborhood or whatever. Otherwise, take an axe and throw it today. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Tuesday, June 13, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, and 104.7 in Past Christiane.